Out of This World, The Ellen Ochoa Story, by Leanne B. Onish. Don't be afraid to reach for the stars. I believe a good education can take you anywhere on Earth and beyond. Ellen Ochoa. How many people can say that their jobs are out of this world? Ellen Ochoa. Ochoa. Ken. She is the first female Hispanic American astronaut. Her job has taken her out of this world 4 times. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Commander Neil Armstrong. Americans in space. The first American astronauts were men. Alan Shepard blasted into space in 1961. Next, John Glenn became the first American to orbit or circle Earth in 1962. Gordon Cooper stayed in orbit for more than 24 hours in 1963. On July 20, 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong became the first human to set foot on the moon. But things started to change. Women astronauts would soon join the space race in a big way. Neil Armstrong takes a photo of Buzz Aldrin while on the moon. Our changing moon. Earth and other planets orbit the sun. The moon orbits Earth. The moon orbits Earth about once every 29 days. The moon reflects light from the sun. As it orbits Earth, the moon turns and some of its reflected light cannot be seen from Earth. The moon seems to take on different shapes. These shapes are called phases. You may have heard people talk about a quarter moon, half moon, or full moon. These are some phases of the moon. Of course, the moon does not really change its shape. It only looks that way to people on Earth. Phases of the moon. Full moon. Half moon. Quarter. New moon. Reaching for the stars. Ellen Ochoa was born in California in 1958, the same year the space program began. Ochoa and other women faced a problem becoming astronauts. At first, they were not allowed to even apply for the job. Luckily, the space program began accepting women in 1978. Sally Ride, the first female astronaut, went into space in 1983. In fact, it was Sally Ride's mission that gave Ellen Ochoa the idea of becoming an astronaut. When Ellen Ochoa began college in 1975, she thought she would be a professional musician. Then she changed her mind. When she went to Stanford University, she heard about the skills an astronaut required. She decided to try to join the astronaut program. I can't imagine not wanting to go into space, Ochoa says. Young Ellen was a good math and science student. Ochoa's teamwork. At Stanford, Ochoa did research for several inventions. One invention of hers helps guide robotic arms for work in space. Robotic arms look like your arms, with parts that move, like a shoulder, an elbow, and a wrist. They do jobs that are too hard or dangerous for people. Many tasks in outer space require astronauts to use robotic arms. Ochoa's experience with the arms helped Ochoa get into the astronaut program later in 1991. One of Ochoa's inventions helps guide robotic arms. training in space. Ochoa had to get herself ready before she could join the space program. She began training in 1990. Her strong background in math and science helped her do well in these new classes. She also had to pass a physical exam to get into the program. And Ochoa learned to practice with the real machines astronauts use during space flights. In training, things keep breaking. Problems have to be solved, Ochoa says. I was in training for 3 years before my first mission. During training, astronauts work on machines that get them used to working in space. One machine creates weightlessness conditions that astronauts feel in space. Weightlessness is the fun part of the mission, Ochoa says. I guess the closest thing would be swimming or scuba diving. What is odd is that weightlessness seems more natural. Astronauts are trained for actual conditions in space travel. An interview with Ellen Ochoa. Student reporters interviewed Ellen Ochoa. Here are some of their questions and her answers. What is NASA training like? In training, we prepare for anything that could happen on a space mission. Anything that could go wrong. Nothing has ever gone wrong on any of my missions, and our training helps us make sure that nothing will. For my last mission, we trained for 9 months before the actual flight. How do you sleep on the space shuttle? On my last mission, we slept in what can best be described as a sleeping bag with hooks. You would find a place to hook onto and float in. What do you look for in a potential astronaut, and what is their average age? Most of the people who are selected are between the ages of 30 to 40. We look for a college education in science or technology. We look for people who can do many things well, because people with multiple skills can usually learn things quickly. This is a very important skill for an astronaut. Astronauts are able to sleep even in weightless conditions. Spacework is teamwork. An astronaut must be both a team player and a leader as well, Ochoa says. She tells students your age. You should get involved in activities where you work closely with other people, because working closely with other people is an essential part of being an astronaut. First, there is the ground crew. They inspect and repair the shuttle before each mission. Next, mission control workers guide the astronauts through each moment of a mission. They are responsible for knowing how equipment is working and how the astronauts are feeling. The crew on a space shuttle must work together to get their jobs done. Each person in mission control works together to make the mission a success. During a space flight, the teamwork continues. Ochoa and the other astronauts work together to meet the goals of their mission. A space flight crew is like a sports team. The commander of the shuttle is the team captain. He or she makes the crucial decisions that have important effects on a mission. On her first mission in 1993, Ellen Ochoa was a mission specialist. Mission specialists are scientists who do experiments. Ochoa used a robotic arm to send and get back a satellite that collected information about the sun. Then, in 1994, Ochoa was the payload commander on her second mission. The payload might be supplies or equipment, such as the robotic arm. She did satellite studies of the sun's effect on Earth's climate or weather.